A significant storm system is expected to brew across the Central Plains over the day tomorrow and into the day on Saturday. The storm system will not only bring some more moisture to hard red winter wheat country, but it promises to bring moisture into the western Corn Belt too, including Iowa, portions of eastern Nebraska, southeastern South Dakota, as well as Minnesota and Wisconsin. Some of these areas will end up seeing rain and rain changing to snow, with moisture totals possibly getting into the range of 0.4 inches to about 1.5 inches. That would be a significant event for the area that has been dealing with drought since last summer, and certainly it would be a major kick in the right direction in trying to ease some of the long-term moisture deficit problem. Now, with that said, keep in mind there is still frost in the ground, and as long as there's frost in the ground, some of this precipitation is going to end up running off into rivers and streams before it has a chance to fix the subsoil moisture situation. Warmer weather a little bit later into the spring season should take that frost out of the ground, and then at that point in time we'll be able to see future storm systems bring in a sufficient amount of relief and start to a more significant end to the drought perhaps. But anyway, the storm system that occurs this weekend is not only going to be a significant feature for the western Corn Belt and parts of the Central Plains, but it will also do the same for many areas across the Midwest. In fact, significant amounts of rain and some severe thunderstorms are going to be possible across a part of the Delta and into the lower Ohio River Valley as we move from Sunday into Monday. The storms there could produce some hail and some damaging wind, but for the most part, it's going to be the rain that's most important, and we'll probably see a amounts there run from 0.4 inches to about 1.5 inches as well. There could be some local totals as high as 2 inches, but we don't expect that to be very common. And it will rain enough in the Delta to set back fieldwork in those early corn planting areas of Louisiana and southern portions of Mississippi. There will be some fieldwork done in those areas, by the way. That will likely occur here over the next 2 to 3 days ahead of the rain event coming up for later this weekend. Temperatures will be trending warmer in those locations, helping to support a rise in soil temperatures, faster drying rates, and eventual fieldwork. The southeastern United States, another area that's going to be planting corn soon, southern Georgia, portions of northern Florida, and southern Alabama, will also be experiencing some increase in rainfall here for Monday into Tuesday. Again, rain amounts will run from 0.5 to 1.5 inches there as well, and that's going to set back their drying trend and their beginning to the corn planting season. But both the Delta and the southeast will see net drying conditions occur for a full week after this particular storm system passes, and that should be long enough to get these farmers back into the fields for some more planting. In the heart of the Midwest, some low-lying areas may experience standing water this weekend and early next week as the melting of this week's big storm system across the heart of the Midwest continues, and also as the next storm system coming in from the plains brings more rain into the region. Most everybody is going to be impacted by precipitation one time or another. None of the flooding is likely to be real serious in the heart of the Midwest, however. The temperatures in the Midwest over the next couple of days will probably not change greatly, except in the south where some warming will occur. Northern areas will see highs in the 30s almost every day, except for perhaps on Saturday when some 40s will occur. The lower parts of the Midwest will warm up from readings this afternoon in the 30s and lower 40s to readings that are in the 50s and lower 60s on Sunday afternoon. Then colder air will overspread most of the region once again. Our low temperatures at night will be in the teens and 20s here tomorrow morning, and we'll probably see lows in the 20s and 30s occurring on Saturday morning and Sunday morning, with some 40s possible in the far south. Colder weather will be back again for early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.